Now, of course, we're only 2 weeks away from the first Sunday of Advent. And so we've reached the end of yet another calendar year, church calendar year, liturgical year. Every year at the end of the liturgical year, our readings focus us back on the fact that our Lord will return at the end of time, at the end of the world. It's a good reminder for us each year that our Lord will be returning and that we need to be preparing ourselves daily for that return. Because we don't know when he's going to come back. We don't know when that day will be that he will return. But we always need to be looking forward to that day with joy. Now, as I said, Jesus didn't tell us when he's going to come back. That he didn't reveal that to us. But we've talked about these groups who they try to predict when our Lord is going to return. They try to say, well, the end of the world will be on this date or at this year or at this time. And As our Lord tells us, see that you do not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time has come. Do not follow them. These groups have tried to predict when the end of the world has come. Some groups have tried to do it multiple times, and of course, they've been wrong every time. Our Lord has not returned. The fact is, he has not revealed to us the specific date of his triumphant return. He hasn't shown that. That he will return at a time when he preordained, not when we expect him, whether that's tomorrow, a year from now, or 1,000 years from now. He will return when he thinks it's time to return. This doesn't mean that we can be lax in our preparations, however. We need to always be prepared for his return because we need to realize that we have been in the end times, in that time of preparation for his return, since he ascended into heaven. He promised us that he would return. Our Lord could truly come at any moment, at any day. And woe to us if we're not ready, if we're unprepared. As the prophet Malachi says, the day is coming, blazing like an oven, when all the proud and all evildoers will be stubble. And the day that is coming will set them on fire, leaving neither root nor branch. Now, we all know how quickly hay can catch fire and how quickly it can burn because it is so dry. We don't want our pride to cause us to be unprepared and so to be burned up like that stubble that Malachi says. Now, some of the groups that I've mentioned before, to do their predictions, have used the signs that our Lord mentions in the gospel. Now these signs, these wars, these famines, these plagues, these earthquakes, they're not a checklist for us to say, there's some wars going on and there was an earthquake the other day and there's some famine over in Africa. That's not what our Lord is saying. What our Lord is telling us that these things that are happening, these natural events, this pain, this suffering that is occurring in the world, we are not to be discouraged when we see that, but rather it's an exhortation that we are to have hope that despite of all this, our Lord will be returning and that there is life after death. That our death is not the end, but that there is life after that. Even if we are persecuted for our Lord's name, punished for serving him, as the apostles and so many of the early disciples were, we have hope for greater life after his return. This eternal life is our hope. This is the hope that we are to have as Christians. And that's what it means to be a Christian, is to have that hope. So as we go through these end times, as Christians have for the past 2,000 years, may we seek to follow our Lord with our whole lives, preparing for his return at the end of time. As he tells us, by your perseverance, you will secure your lives.